Welcome to our Bible study, the Gospel according to John. Today is Wednesday, November 12, 2025. We'll be meeting here in the NLA Start Meeting Room every Wednesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. For those listening in on YouTube or Rumble and would like to like to join us live, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org/Bible studies for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. Our study will be about 45 minutes with a 15-minute Q&A for questions, comments, or corrections. If no one raises their hand, we'll continue the study for the additional 15 minutes. If you have a question, please take note of the book, chapter, and verse so that we can easily go back to the verse in question. Okay, let's begin with a prayer. Holy Father, who art in heaven, we come to thee again with all humility, acknowledging that we are not worthy of so great a salvation, and but by your grace none would be saved. We come together again to look into thy word, asking that you give us the ears to hear, the eyes to see, that we may keep, and that you may keep us from the hour of great deception that has come upon the whole world. We ask that you bless us as we continue looking into thy word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's see where we're at here. If I can escape this, there it goes. Okay, we're in John chapter 18, so we're getting close to the end of the Gospel of John. We'll be picking up here in verse 1, covering the agony in the garden and the betrayal and arrest. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook, Cedron, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft-time resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell down to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If ye therefore seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, have none been lost. Have I lost none? I just want to make a note here. This falling down backwards, a very interesting picture. You know, a lot of these churches out there, I don't know what's going on in these churches these days, but I remember years ago, I used to see a lot of these things go into a church, and the pastor will come up and start touching people, and they fall backwards. And I think they call that calling down fire from heaven. And indeed, it is fire. Fire identifies with judgment. They think it's a good thing, but it really is a judgment upon them. Of course, there's a lot of chicanery going on with that and numerous other things with those kinds of churches. You know. But anyway, we read in the Psalms, let them be driven backwards. Psalms chapter 40, verse 1. To the chief priest, musician, the Psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the murky clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. And by the way, we know that the rock is Christ, and that we are set upon Christ, and the new song is the gospel. Blessed is that man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare this and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. Now we see that this has changed over, and this, of course, is identifying with Christ, that he comes in the volume of a book. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have they taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Now, of course, this is identifying with Christ. It's a prayer to the Father, and it's identifying with his suffering on the cross here. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backwards and be put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Jehovah be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. All right, back to John 18. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malichus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Now we read about this healing of this person's ear. We don't read about this in the Gospel of John, but Luke picks up on more information concerning this incident. And we read in Luke chapter 22:47. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, thou betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant, and we know that's Peter now, of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far, for he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temples and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him, and led him, and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Okay, this is the first trial of Jesus, and the trial is with Annas at night. Then the band and the captains and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, and for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas. Which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. So he's tried by the high priest, Annas, at night, and we read in Simon Peter, I don't know why I have two here, that might be an error, but we'll ignore the two. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into a place of the high priest. Peter's triple denial of Christ. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out the other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and the officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrines. Jesus answered him, I speak openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I have said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I had spake evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound on to Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Okay, so he's heading for the second trial. So the first trial was by Annas, the high priest, Annas. And then now the second trial that he's being sent off to, we'll pick that up in a minute. We had the name here. I'm looking for it. Bound him onto Caiaphas. Let me see how to pronounce that. I think it's Caiaphas.
Caiaphas.
Caiaphas. Okay, anyway, now this is going to be the second trial. So he's tried formally. This is trial number two, actually, not number three, by the Sanhedrin. And this may be the same one. Well, we're going to find out in a minute. I don't remember. We read in Luke chapter 22, verse 66, because we don't read about this in John, so we have to pull in Luke to get to the next trial, which, again, this would be the second trial. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him unto their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of our own, of his own mouth. Let me just make a note here. This is number two, second trial, and this would be number three. And I may have them out of order because maybe that trial might have been a little after this one. I don't know. But we're going to see. Maybe we'll be able to figure that out. So back to John 28. And then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment. So that was the second trial. Let's go back. Sanhedrin, Caiaphas. Yeah, that's the second, third. So the third now is Pilate. And so this is the first time, the Roman trial. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas onto the hall of judgment. And it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusations bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Okay, we read in Revelation concerning to this end was I born. We read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We read in Jeremiah concerning the sacrifice of Christ, chapter 30, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Thus speaketh Jehovah God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring unto again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, saith Jehovah. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that Jehovah spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith Jehovah, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off to thy neck, and will burst the bonds, and the strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve Jehovah their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith Jehovah, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith Jehovah, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Okay, back to John 18, verse 39. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one of the Passover. Of course, this is Pilate talking to the Jews. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. John chapter 19. Pilate again attempts to free Jesus. Then Pilate therefore said, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns, and of a purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and have the power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest not have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew tongue it Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And by the way, it's interesting that there were two thieves, and we know that one was saved and the other wasn't. And we know two identifies with the corporate church. And that, of course, is the end result and the end of the world here. One third and another third, and then a third outside, which makes up the two-thirds, which is the 666. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for in a place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rent it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. So we read the prophecy of this in Psalm 22, verse 1, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of the roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and am I not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our father trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man. And therein is the, we've read this in the, earlier in the Gospels, I know we read about it in Matthew. I don't think I saw this in John, but in Matthew, when we did the Matthew study, where Jesus speaks of the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And the idea of the worm dieth not is the fact that they don't have anyone to die for their sins, you know, anyone to take the place as a sin bearer. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lips, they shake their head, saying, he trusted in Jehovah that he would be delivered, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb, and didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gasp upon me with their mouths, as a raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Jehovah. O, my strength haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Okay, again, we read some more in Psalms chapter 102, verse 1, prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and poured out his complaint before Jehovah. Hear my prayer, Jehovah, and let not my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ears unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. Okay, back to John 19:25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to his disciples, his disciple, behold thy mother. And I'm pretty sure in another gospel it identifies that disciple as John. Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was a set of a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it onto his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. We read in Zechariah 12, verse 10, concerning this crucifixion. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. John 19:31. The Jews therefore, because it was a preparation that the bodies should be not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And we know the blood is the sacrifice, and the water is identifies with the gospel. And he that saw it bare record and said, his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that he might believe. For these things were done, that the scriptures should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. We read about this prophecy in Psalm 34, verse 18. Jehovah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Again, we read in Exodus 12:43, and Jehovah saith unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man servant that is brought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. And of course, that's the sacrificial lamb which identifies with Christ. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. Back to John 19:38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen cloth or cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never a man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeketh the stone, and seeth the stone taketh away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. I presume that other disciple is John. So they ran both towards together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, followed him, and went unto the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Okay, the prophecy in Psalm 16, verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto Jehovah, thou art my God, my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellence in whom it all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hastened after another God. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance, and of the cup of mine maintainance my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless Jehovah, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set Jehovah always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Okay, back to John, verse 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one on at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not whence, or I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him, hence tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when, as of course, was Sunday in the evening, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when the Lord came. We read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen in Cephas, then of the 12. Or after that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Of course, this is Paul speaking as he's moved by the Holy Spirit. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. We read in Psalms chapter 40, verse 1, to the chief musician, Psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. I think we read this earlier, unless it's just a repeat in another place. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is that man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, oh, I come, in a volume of a book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in a great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Jehovah, to deliver me. O Jehovah, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backwards and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that they say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Jehovah be magnified. But I am poor and needy yet. The Lord thinketh upon me, yet thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Now I know we had read that. I guess I put it in twice. But back to John 20, verse 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hand, they're talking about Thomas here, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, and then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach thither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach thither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. We read in Psalms chapter 2, Serve the Lord, serve Jehovah with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled. But a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Okay, John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast the net therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, and we know that that's John, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fish's coat up unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of the great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them the fish, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he is risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto the Lord, He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And whom he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto them, He shall not die, But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Now we know with this picture of this fish, these fish, and we know the picture of the ship and going fishing and not catching nothing, and now that Jesus is there and they catch the fish. The ship, of course, is a picture of the church, and the fish, of course, is a picture of men. Christ speaks to the disciples in the beginning of the Gospels, I'm going to make you fishers of men. So that's a picture of the Gospel going forward. And even the picture of two small ships identifies with the church, the number two. And the 153 has some 153 have some significance. I think we looked into this when we did the study of Revelation, but we may get into that again in the near future. Okay, let me see if we have anything else here. Are we at the end? Okay, that looks like it brought us to the end of our study in John. Okay, next week we're going to take a look, I think, at war in heaven. And I think I mentioned this before, and I had never seen, it never dawned on me. I mean, I understood the scriptures, but I never put it together, and it never dawned on me that there were two wars in heaven. Okay? And people misunderstand those wars in heaven, and they got a lot of ideas, but none of them will line up to scripture. But we're going to look at that particular subject matter in our next study, the war in heaven. And we'll talk about some other studies I think we're going to be doing that I'm working on. And again, if anybody has anything particular that they'd like us to look into, you know, some topical study, just let me know, and I'll see once whether I could do a study on that, and we'll see where we go. Okay, with that, we've come to the end of our study for the Gospel of John, and we've come to the end of the program for the night, and we'll see you next week.
Okay,
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, yo.
Good night.
I said good night to all y'all, John, and Gerard, or whoever else is there.
Okay.
Good night,
Alvin.
All right, good night.